The African Development Bank and the government of South Sudan with UNDP, most of last year, worked towards developing a program that will focus on building the capacity of young people so that they are more employable, then also building the capacity of young people so that they lead businesses. We were so grateful, and we celebrated the launch of this program, which is $9.2 million United States dollars, as part of a $43 million grant that the African Development Bank has awarded to the government of South Sudan. Now, this project will be for 4 years, $9.2 million, and it will be implemented in 5 states.
Mm-hmm.
It will be implemented in Central Equatorial State, Eastern Equatorial, Lakes, Jonglei, and Upper Nile. And it will focus on building young people's capacity to develop small and medium enterprises.
Mm-hmm. All right. Which kind of young people will be targeted by this program?
Predominantly young women.
Mm-hmm.
Who have demonstrated capacity to turn around small money. And we have been working also with support from the African Development Bank and in UNDP own core fund over the last couple of years to build young people's employable capacity and also entrepreneurship. And we have learned from that project, which led to the development of over 5,000 young people who over the years, and over 65% of them have had opportunity to be employed. We also have seen young businesses that have been developed as a result of that. And so building on this program, 65 to 70% of those that will be targeted hopefully will be young women.
Okay. Just looking at this specific program, what's your role as UNDP? I mean, it's a triangle sort of program. So what's your role as UNDP?
We will be implementing the program on behalf of the government under the leadership of Her Excellency, Mama Rebecca, who is the Vice President for Gender and Child and Women Affairs. And so we also, the overall project is $43 million. Some of which will go to the UN Women and to be implemented, and also to the Food and Agriculture Organization to focus on food security and resilience in the production of food. And we will focus on entrepreneurship development and building capacity of young people to be more to be employable.
All right. Now, earlier on, I did ask which kind of young people you're targeting, and you did speak about women. But at what stage exactly? I mean, are you looking at graduates, or are you looking at people who have dropped out of school? What kinds?
All yes. Categories of young people that have the capacity, the interest to develop businesses and to improve their lives.
And what criteria will you use?
For the building of capacity for skills, the criteria is what the Minister of Labour uses to identify young people, those who have not succeeded to go to university in vocational that require vocational skills. And so we use those criteria to be able to build those capacity. For businesses, we work with the Ministry of Trade to also identify qualified young people who have demonstrated a discipline in terms of the use of the resources, in terms of developing businesses. So those criteria from the two ministries will be used in selecting the young people.
Okay. And when you look at these different states, what's your target at the end of this four years? How many youth do you expect to have built capacity or businesses started?
Our hope is we want to see at least 720 small, medium enterprises develop in the next 4 years among young people. And our target of young people for this program is 3,200 young people. That's the target. We've seen from experience that we have exceeded the target from previous projects. So we are hoping that that may be the case. But for the resources being allocated now, and we are hoping that we can reach 3,200 young people in the five states.
Okay. Now, if your ears have been on the ground on what's happening in South Sudan, a lot of youths have been redundant. A lot of them are joining gangs. A lot of them are just, you know, creating chaos in the streets. Do you have a way of targeting these youth as well with this program?
Absolutely. We believe that young people were not made to be disgruntled, to be the source of insecurity of society. It is when they lack the capacity, the opportunity to develop their lives, that they find themselves in those circumstances. And so we are convinced that if we are able to target youth in all categories across these five states, once they build those capacity, they have the resources in their hands, the likelihood of those youth becoming menace in society is very, 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 very low. I share a story with you. We are currently working in a number of prisons in South Sudan, and we've developed vocational training programs in prisons. And in the last 3 years, we've been working with young people who've been incarcerated and who are inmates. And that program, just on Friday, I was celebrating with the prison service, is graduated in the last 3 years 1,037 young people. And I was so pleased to hear not a single one of those young people who graduated from the vocational training program in prison have gone back to prison since 2016. 1,037 doing their own businesses, employing other young people, and have not gone back to prison.
Okay.
And so there is that prospect, there is that hope that if you give people the tools and capacity and hope, the likelihood of them choosing violence is less.
Okay. And so finally, the question I would ask is, how do you plan to monitor and sustain this even after the 4 years? How will you be able to see to it that as they start the businesses, as they get this funding, they're using it for the right purpose?
The program is designed in a way that we have field monitors who will continue to counsel those small enterprises, monitor them. We are building relationship with banks that have the capacity of financial inclusion and financial counseling. And they will continue to engage with these young people as they develop their businesses, help them understand how to join the financial system and how to grow your money. And so it's not just injecting resources to them, but also accompanying, supporting, counseling, linking them up with other young people who succeeded to become peer counselors for them. And that is how this we have worked over the years, and we've seen success in that.
All right. What's your final word to the young people as we close this discussion?
The most important driver for success is you, yourself. You need to cultivate your agency and not blame circumstances. All of us go through circumstances, but those who succeed are those who overcome their circumstances to turn their lives around. UNDP is here. Many other actors are here to support you. But the primary driver of change is yourself. And so we look forward to working closely with all of you so that you grow your businesses, you build your society, you become your own leader.
All right. Thank you very much. Thank you for making the time to come and speak to us.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Representative UNDP Samuel Doe there, talking about a tripartite document that seeks to support National Youth Strategy. The program is worth 9.2 million, expected to run for 4 years in five different states. That's Central Equatoria, Eastern Equatoria, Lakes, Jonglei, and Upper Nile. If you're a young person, make sure you benefit from this particular program.